imagine a pastoral and tranquil scene in Bethlehem, with a young man named David, the youngest son of Jesse, tending to his flock of sheep alone. Apparently, a simple life without great aspirations. Yet, it was in this seemingly ordinary setting that something extraordinary began to unfold, a story that resonates through the centuries and reveals why David was called a man after God's own heart. In this account, you will discover what made David stand out, not only among his brothers, but in biblical history, as a figure of immense significance to God. Unlike many who seek greatness through visible achievements and power, David's greatness emerged from his deep spiritual connection and the sincerity of his heart while performing humble and solitary work. While David was immersed in the serenity of the fields, King Saul, who then ruled Israel, faced the decline of his own reign. The Bible, in 1 Samuel 13:14, narrates that God sought a successor, someone who truly reflected his values and heart. And it is in this context that the young shepherd is elevated from his daily routine to a monumental destiny. Imagine the impact of this moment for David. One day, he is covered in the dust of the fields, surrounded only by his sheep, and the next, he receives the surprise visit of the prophet Samuel, who anoints him as the future king of Israel. This act not only signals a divine turning point in his life, but also highlights the essence of his choice. David was not selected for his royal lineage or military prowess, but for a pure heart and unwavering faith. In those turbulent times, as Israel faced incessant threats from the Philistines, arose a challenge that seemed insurmountable. Goliath, a Philistine warrior giant, taunted the Israelite troops daily, proposing a singular combat that would decide the fate of both nations. The offer was simple. If an Israelite could defeat him, the Philistines would surrender. Otherwise, Israel would be subjugated. This challenge left the entire army of Israel paralyzed by fear, except for one fearless youth, David. David, who until then was just a shepherd and the youngest among Jesse's sons, stood out not for his physical strength or social position, but for something much more powerful. His faith and confidence in God were unshakable. When Samuel was sent by God to anoint the new king of Israel among Jesse's sons, David was initially overlooked. However, when he was finally called, God revealed something essential to Samuel, as recorded in 1 Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Armed only with a sling and some stones, David faced Goliath not as a common warrior, but as someone whose primary weapon was faith. His divine confidence was expressed in his own words, as described in 1 Samuel 17:37, where he recalls how God had delivered him from the clutches of lions and bears, and proclaims that the same God would deliver him from the hands of the Philistine. Moreover, David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." David's journey is marked not only by his victories and challenges, but deeply by his repentant heart, a quality that distinguishes him as truly a man after God's own heart. The Bible is replete with men who have sinned and sought divine forgiveness. But David's repentance resonates in a special way for its sincerity and depth. David's repentance wasn't merely a formality. It was a deeply genuine and sincere act, revealing a man who, despite his significant flaws, maintained a heart posture that incessantly sought to align with God's will. This ability to sincerely acknowledge one's mistakes and desire change is an essential characteristic of someone who lives according to God's heart. It's not about perfection. David was far from it. It's about the condition of the heart, a heart that even in failure turns to God seeking forgiveness and restoration. When we reflect on our own lives, it's crucial to ask, are we cultivating a heart like David's? Are we more concerned with external appearances, or are we attentive to the internal workings of our hearts? Do we easily justify our mistakes, or like David, do we sincerely seek forgiveness and transformation? The transition from Saul to David is also a reflection on what the people of Israel wanted, contrasted with what God desired. Initially, as recorded in 1 Samuel 8:5, the people cried out for a king to be like the other nations, driven more by external appearances and the desire for conformity than by consideration of what would be best for them from a divine perspective, and said to him, "Behold, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint for us a king to judge us like all the nations." They weren't just seeking a leader. They wanted someone to make them feel equal to other nations, illustrating the dangerous trap of desiring something just because everyone else has it, without considering true need or benefit. The choice of Saul as king was a reflection of Israel's human aspirations at that time. Saul was everything visually desirable in a leader: tall, imposing, and with all the qualities that in human eyes were synonymous with king material. However, his appearance and stature weren't enough to ensure true leadership that aligned with God's commandments. Saul failed in critical moments, as illustrated by the episode where he couldn't wait for Samuel and offered a sacrifice improperly, as recorded in 1 Samuel 13, 8-14. This act of disobedience marked a significant turning point in his reign and highlighted a fatal flaw, the inability to follow divine guidance. The narrative then turns to David, a dramatic shift from what the people originally desired. The Israelites wanted a king to make them like other nations, but God had a different vision. He sought a king who reflected his own heart. The choice of David was a potent divine statement. God was less concerned with external qualities and more interested in internal character and willingness to follow his ways. David, unlike Saul, wasn't the obvious choice for a king. He didn't have the appearance or presence Israel expected from its leadership. However, David's choice reveals a profound lesson about the nature of true leadership in God's eyes. It's not about what we appear to be on the outside or what everyone else is doing. It's about the heart and whether we're willing to follow God's path, even when it's not the popular choice. Tuning our hearts to God's frequency is a journey that goes beyond mere obedience. It's a constant quest to align our lives with what pleases the Lord. Imagine trying to make a friend smile by deeply understanding what they value and appreciate. Similarly, when we align our hearts with God, we seek to know and follow His commandments, showing love and living with integrity and compassion. It's not just about avoiding doing wrong, but actively striving to do good. Think of David, the young shepherd who ascended to the throne of Israel. He certainly wasn't perfect, but his actions often reflected God's will, an alignment that God deeply valued. As recorded in 1 Chronicles 28 verse 4, "And the Lord, the God of Israel, chose me from all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he chose Judah as leader, and in the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he took pleasure in me to make me king over all Israel." God chose David out of all in his family to be the king of Israel, a sign of his special favor. God, like a father, chose Judah as a leader, and within Judah, the house of David's father, and among his sons, David was chosen to lead Israel. This choice was not random, but reflected divine satisfaction with David's heart. This special relationship that David had with God makes us reflect on the nature of our own relationships with Him. Like a father who loves all his children but may have a special bond with one for sharing similar interests or a compatible worldview, God formed a special bond with David. This bond did not stem from David's perfection, but from his sincere endeavor to live according to divine values, in his constant willingness to turn to God even after failing. David's journey, filled with triumphs and failures, is a fascinating testament to how a deeply personal relationship with God can unfold. It's not a matter of favoritism, but of resonance. David's heart resonated with God's in a unique way, standing out not just for obedience, but for a deeper alignment of desires and values. Being after God's own heart goes beyond mere obedience. It involves developing a relationship where the deepest longings of our hearts align with God's desires. This challenges us to reflect, are the things I'm pursuing, the passions I'm nurturing, in sync with what pleases God? Are my actions, thoughts, and the overall direction of my life in harmony with God's heart? Essentially, seeking God's heart is striving to live a life that mirrors God's values and love, creating a personal and deep connection where our hearts beat in unison with divine purposes. However, David's story also reveals the complexities of human nature and divine grace. His affair with Bathsheba and the subsequent decision to orchestrate Uriah's death are shocking examples of how even the most devout can fall into deep transgressions. David was led by a moment of lust, which evolved into deception and ultimately murder. This episode in his life highlights a dark journey through paths of error and sin. Yet despite these grievous sins, God did not turn away from David. This leads us to deeply ponder the nature of God's forgiveness. Why would God choose to remain close to David after such severe acts? The answer lies in the depth of the relationship David had with God. Despite his failings, David possessed a heart that at its core sought genuine repentance and return to God. He not only acknowledged his errors, but also deeply lamented them, demonstrating a broken and contrite heart, which God does not despise. David's journey and his relationship with God offer profound insights into divine mercy and the power of true repentance. In the book of Ezekiel, we find a verse that encapsulates the essence of God's willingness to forgive. "Do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked?" declares the Sovereign Lord. "Rather, am I not pleased when they turn from their ways and live?" Ezekiel 18:23. This underscores a central truth about God's character. He prefers restoration over punishment, forgiveness over retribution. When David repented of his sins, including the adultery with Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah, God forgave him. However, it's crucial to recognize that while divine forgiveness was granted, the consequences of David's actions continued to affect his life and his family. This aspect of David's story serves as a powerful reminder that our actions have repercussions even when forgiveness is assured. Nathan's confrontation with David is a pivotal moment, revealing the ideal response when confronted with one's own errors. David offered no excuses, nor attempted to rationalize his actions. Instead, he simply admitted, "I have sinned against the Lord." This straightforward acknowledgement and his subsequent prayer in Psalm 51, where he pleads for a pure heart and a renewed spirit, show the depth of David's repentance. He not only acknowledged his failure, but sincerely desired transformation from within. This episode highlights an essential aspect of God's nature, his infinite capacity to forgive those who approach him with genuine remorse. David's repentance and his pursuit of renewal are a testimony to the transformative power of divine forgiveness. It's not just a matter of being forgiven, but of allowing that forgiveness to transform us, changing the essence of who we are. The census of Israel, mentioned in 2 Samuel 24, is often perceived as one of David's great sins, not because of the action of counting the people itself, but because of the motivations behind it. This act reflected David's pride and a lack of trust in God, demonstrating an excessive concern with military might and the success of his conquests, instead of recognizing that it was God who sustained his kingdom. This transgression resulted in a severe divine punishment, a plague that ravaged Israel, reinforcing the seriousness with which God views misplaced trust and pride. Despite this grave mistake, David's story does not end with his sin. God, in his mercy, did not abandon David, even in the face of such transgression. This pattern repeats in other areas of David's life, such as his failures as a father. David's inaction after his son Amnon's attack on his half-sister Tamar, and the subsequent revenge and rebellion led by Absalom, another of his sons, show a neglect in family responsibilities that led to serious turbulence and civil war within his own household. Despite all these faults and errors, David continues to be described as a man after God's own heart. This description does not ignore David's mistakes, but underscores a crucial truth about God's relationship with human beings. What qualifies David for such elevation is, paradoxically, his ability to acknowledge his mistakes, sincerely seek forgiveness, and be willing to submit to God's will, even in the face of personal and public failures. David's unwavering faith is another central pillar of his life. He is the same man who, as a young shepherd, faced the giant Goliath with nothing but a sling and a stone. His declaration that the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine, 1 Samuel 17:37, is not just an act of courage, but a profound expression of faith. David not only believed in divine protection, he lived by it. David's story is a profound testimony of vigorous faith and genuine love for God's laws. This spiritual connection manifested not only in obedience, but in a true delight in divine precepts, a characteristic he vividly expresses in many of the Psalms he wrote. For example, in Psalm 119, 47, 48, David proclaims, "For I delight in your commands because I love them. I lift up my hands to your commands, which I love, and I meditate on your decrees." These words reflect not only a respect for God's instructions, but a deep emotional and intellectual engagement with them. David not only followed God's laws, he loved them and constantly meditated on them, fully integrating them into his life and heart. Furthermore, David's life before becoming king illustrates his dedication and loyalty, even in less glorious circumstances. As a shepherd, he cared for his family's flock, a job many might consider insignificant. However, David performed his responsibilities with utmost diligence and faithfulness, demonstrating that true service to God begins with excellence in daily and seemingly minor tasks. This aspect of David's life teaches that greatness in the kingdom of God often starts with faithfulness in the ordinary, a valuable lesson for all who seek to serve God wholeheartedly. David also shows us that authenticity is essential in walking with God. While it's easy to talk about faith and commitment, David lived out these principles through his actions. In a world where many may be content to please men only when observed, David understood that our relationship with God requires sincerity, for you cannot fake your way in your heart. David not only excelled in his faith and love for God's law, but also in his readiness to act and his dedication to perfecting the gifts that God had given him. The story of David and Goliath is a classic example of this. While other Israelites were paralyzed by fear, David took responsibility and defended his people. This shows that true responsibility often begins with our commitment to being a blessing in our community, finding ways to add value, and avoiding the temptations and regrets that often accompany idleness. David, during a time of idleness, fell into temptation, leading to his sin with Bathsheba. This incident underscores the importance of staying engaged in productive and responsible activities. When David was actively involved, whether caring for sheep or serving on the battlefield, he remained aligned with God's purposes. Furthermore, David also devoted himself to honing his talents. Even before being recognized as a great warrior, he worked to improve his musical skills, which eventually caught the attention of King Saul. When Saul needed relief for his troubled mind, David was called upon to play the harp, a skill he had cultivated with dedication. This shows that David didn't rely solely on his natural gifts, but diligently worked to perfect them. David's commitment to improving his skills and using his gifts to serve others is a testimony to his humility and loyalty, characteristics that resonated with God's heart. Even in a position of power, David remained faithful to these values, as exemplified in Psalm 89, verses 19 through 37, which recalls how God appreciated and supported David because of his faithful heart. David, despite his flaws and imperfections, was uniquely exalted by God, as expressed in the scriptures detailing how God saw and strengthened him. In a vision revealed to the pious, God said, "I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, the wicked shall not humble him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and steadfast love shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted." Psalm 89, verses 19 through 21. These words highlight not only David's role as a chosen leader, anointed and protected by God, but also the deep trust and divine favor that sustained him. David's strength didn't emanate from his natural abilities or human achievements. It derived directly from God's sustenance and blessing. "My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the wicked afflict him or humble him. I will crush his adversaries before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and my steadfast love shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted." Psalm 89, verses 21 through 24. These promises highlight a God who not only supports, but actively intervenes and exalts those whom he chooses to bless. David's case is a powerful reminder that God's blessings and favor are not things we can earn through our efforts or qualifications. It is God who draws us near to his heart and grants us his grace. David's story teaches us that being a man after God's own heart isn't about reaching a standard of perfection, but about cultivating a sincere and dedicated relationship with God, seeking to align our lives with his ways and his will. David's gratitude, regardless of circumstances, is one of the most inspiring facets of his life and a central pillar that defines him as a man after God's own heart. In Psalm 26, verses 6 and 7, David expresses this attitude, "I wash my hands in innocence and go around your altar, Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds." This declaration reflects the deep gratitude and reverence that David maintained for God at all times, in good times and in bad. David wasn't chosen by God for being perfect, as his life was marked by both great achievements and significant failures. However, he stood out for his ability to maintain unwavering faith, a deep love for God's laws, constant gratitude, and sincerity in repentance whenever he recognized his mistakes. These elements together compose the essence of living a life aligned with God's heart. It's inspiring to observe that being after God's own heart doesn't mean never making mistakes, but rather how you conduct your life of faith, valuing God's word, remaining ever grateful, and dealing honestly with mistakes. David's life teaches us that it's okay to be imperfect as long as our hearts remain oriented toward God. David was called a man after God's own heart because even amidst mistakes, he sincerely and swiftly repented, fervently loved God, and lived a life of gratitude. Even in his failures, David always turned his heart back to God. This shows us that more than our outward actions, God cares about the state of our heart. In this sense, David's life challenges us to aspire to have a heart attuned to God in such a way that regardless of what we face, we remain faithful, loving, repentant, and grateful. This is the great lesson David leaves us. God values a heart that, amidst imperfections, continues to seek him, love him, and sincerely repent. David's stories, filled with faith, failures, and restorations, are more than mere ancient narratives. They are essential to understanding how to live aligned with divine purposes in our time. These lessons have transcended generations and remain extremely relevant. David being called a man after God's own heart, as described in 1 Samuel 13:14, is not just a beautiful phrase, but reflects a deep truth about his character and how he strove to align his life with God's will. This story is crucial because it highlights that God is not interested in simply seeing us conforming or emulating others. He desires us to follow his plan in his timing, regardless of what is deemed modern or popular. When the Israelites demanded a king, they were, in a sense, rejecting divine leadership and timing. They wanted a leader akin to the nations around them, someone who met worldly expectations, but this demand reflected a lack of patience and trust in God's way. God, on the other hand, operates differently. He doesn't unfold the entire plan at once, but asks us to trust and wait for his perfect timing. Often we're tempted to forge ahead with our own plans without waiting for divine guidance. David, despite his mistakes, always returned to God with a sincere heart, a vital lesson for us all. It's not about never making mistakes, but how we respond to our mistakes. When we fail, do we return to God with a genuine heart? In today's world, it's easy to get caught up in what others are doing or what seems to be successful by worldly standards. However, David's story reminds us that the most important thing is to have a heart aligned with God. We must ask ourselves if we are living our lives according to God's plan and timing, or if we are too busy trying to fit in and be like everyone else. Ultimately, David's story transcends the narrative of a simple shepherd who rose to the throne. It reflects a deeper journey of understanding and living out God's will, trusting in his timing and constantly redirecting the heart towards him. Understanding God's heart for us is like unlocking a secret to a truly fulfilling life. It's not just about knowing God's expectations, but feeling a deep connection and understanding his love and purposes for our lives. The key to truly knowing God is through his Son. It is through Jesus that we can understand who God is and what he stands for, opening a direct line to understanding God's heart. When we acknowledge this connection, we realize God's promise of prosperity for our souls, which goes beyond material success or a life without challenges, touching the core of our being. It's staggering to think that God was already planning for us even before we began to seek him. This demonstrates that God's love and his plan for us are not contingent on our actions or our desire to find him. He is already there, waiting, as if holding out a constant invitation for us to join him, understand his heart, and live in alignment with his will. David's life offers us a powerful lesson on forgiveness and grace. It shows that, no matter how great our mistakes, God's love and forgiveness are always available. It's as if God is saying, "It's okay. I understand you. Just come back to me." This kind of forgiveness and the offer of a second chance is something we all need. Understanding God's heart is recognizing that he is always there for us, even before we begin to seek him. It's knowing that our relationship with him can grow through Jesus, and it's learning from David that our response to mistakes is crucial. It's not about being perfect, but having a heart that seeks God, especially when we fail. This life lesson, inspired by David's journey, teaches us that true spiritual strength lies in our ability to acknowledge our shortcomings and seek God with sincerity and humility. When we understand that God's heart is full of love, forgiveness, and a deep desire for a close relationship with us, it has the power to completely transform the way we live. This realization influences how we see ourselves and how we react to the inevitable highs and lows of life. Understanding that God is always willing to forgive us and love us despite our failures offers us a new perspective on self-judgment and the harshness with which we often treat ourselves. Knowing that we have a Father who wants to be close to us, who wants the best for us, helps us face every situation with hope and resilience, no matter how challenging it may be. This knowledge also encourages us to extend that same grace and understanding to others. Experiencing God's unconditional love inspires us to treat others with more kindness and empathy, fostering healthier relationships and a more supportive community.